But there again, now we started quite a bit with charity because of having the filling station. And it all happened one day. We had lost a hubcap from our Volvo. And my husband went to buy one, and it cost him nearly £40. And there was a little man, Everard Martin, who used to come to the filling station. He was Polish, but I thought he was German, but he was Polish as it turned out. And he went about in a little scooter. And when he was travelling, he would notice hubcaps lying in the road. And he started to bring hubcaps to us, thinking they might be ours. So I got the idea then, they started to pile up, and I got the idea then, my goodness, I think maybe people might want hubcaps. So I displayed them then, and we sold them for £2 each for charity.
Lovely.
For the hospice.
Mm-hmm.
And we made quite a lot of money. Mm-hmm. For our hospice.
Mm-hmm. Well, the hospice, yes.
The hospice started in 1985. Mm-hmm. That was my first meeting in Mrs. Glenpercy's house. Mm-hmm. Before the hospice opened in 1986. We ran a New Year dance because we had no pub. We ran, my husband and I ran a New Year dance in the hall, and the money, it was just donations, and that was our first contribution to the hospice. I can't remember the actual sum, it must have been around about £200. Then was quite a bit of money. But we also had a hippo in the shop that people would put money into the hippo to start. And it just escalated from there. Anything I could get a hold of that would sell, I sold. I sold books for the blind. Mm-hmm. Used to give the blind £100 every now and again. We got daffodils from Mrs. Glenpercy to sell. I got a Pegasus bed for people that were bedridden or ill, and this was to stop them getting bed sores. And that was over. That was very nearly £3,000.
And that would have been for the hospital or the hospice?
No, that stayed here in the village.
Oh, it's in the village?
Yes, it was right. In the village, but it would go anywhere. It could go to Far, it could go to anyone that was bedridden at the time. And then the next project was a mobilised scooter. And the first person to have it was Mrs. Mackenzie.
No, she loved it.
And it got her out from the four walls. It was lovely, wasn't
it?
Mm-hmm. I remember driving it from the filling station down to give it to her. And I walked up Old Mill Road and I turned back and here she was coming along the road. And I burst out crying. I felt so proud, you know, that it took somebody out from four walls.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She went miles in it.
Yeah.
And then three of my nieces to help me. They were all becoming the age of 30, and they threw a party in the hall, and no gifts but donations towards the scooter, which was a great thing. Mm-hmm. And then there were three men. There was Michael Coates, the boy Smith from Moy, and the boy Anderson from the distillery. They walked up a mountain and sky to raise money as well. So I had a lot of support. Another thing I did for the hospice was collected 10 pences. And when we gathered quite a good bag of 10 pences, I got through the teacher at the school, I got all the school children over to the tennis court. And they laid out the 10 pences all round the tennis court.
Oh,
and that came to £500.
Did you have enough? You did?